I'm a very tired, old, and worn out man. And my eyes have long been blind. Most things that people say to me just seem to slip my mind. Oh, but the suffering and painful times that were in years long gone are still as clear upon my memories as the numbers on my arm. What will become of all the memories? Are they to scatter with the dust in the breeze? And who will stand before the world knowing what to say when the very last survivor fades away?
He gave up everything he had for Torah.
When I hold my grandson close to me and his fingers trace the pattern of my tears, he asks me, "Grandpa, tell me, why do you cry? What is it that you fear?" Oh, and I tell him there was once another child who smelled as sweet and felt as warm, but he was taken from before my eyes, and only I remain to mourn. What will become of all the memories? Are they to scatter with the dust in the breeze? And who will stand before a world that now wishes to deny? How will they believe in someone who never heard the cry? There is nothing I can say or do to make things change. Time has a way of passing by so fast, like a fleeting shadow. No one will recall the faces of the past. What will become of all the memories? Are they to scatter with the dust in the breeze? Yet one thought gives me comfort. It's all that I have left. Oh, I know that God in heaven won't forget. I will never forget the night I saw my father cry. I was frightened and alone, and his tears are burning in my eyes, deep in my soul. I held him tight and tried to ease the pain. Father in heaven, there is no reason at all. Your precious children still are so far from home. We've done all we can. Now it's in your hand. Let it end. Oh, let it end. The whole whole world is waiting for you. Father, don't cry, I love you too much to see you in pain. And only you, who created tears, can wipe them away forever. So bring on the day when there'll be only joy. You and I will smile. Bring on the day when there'll be no more tears. We'll never cry again.